photographs and the use of recording devices are strictly prohibited. Also, please take a moment now to turn off your cell phones, unwrap any candies, and to note the nearest emergency exit. Thank you for your cooperation, and we hope you enjoy the show.
Thank you. I know I speak for my fellow faculty members when I say that we have nothing but the highest hopes for some of you.
Excuse me. Pardon me.
Oh, you must be the governor's daughter, Miss Nessa Rose, isn't it? Oh, what a tragically beautiful face you have.
And I'm the other daughter, Elphaba. I'm beautifully tragic.
I see. Well, I'm sure you're very bright.
Right. She's phosphorescent.
Regarding room assignments.
Oh, no. Thank you for asking, Madame Horrible, but I've already been assigned a private suite.
Wait,
what about? You can all visit me whenever you want.
Oh, how good of you.
You are so good. No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
Stop it.
Did you have a question?
I've applied to your sorcery seminar. Perhaps you recall my entrance essay? Magic wands. Need they have a point?
Yes. However, I do not teach my seminar every semester. Of course, if someone special were to come along.
Well, exactly.
How horrible! We haven't received our room assignment.
Oh, well, the governor made his concern for your sister's well-being quite apparent. She will share my compartment. I can assist her as needed.
Oh, no, but I've always looked after my sister.
He never mentioned you. Just a slight gulch. Not to fret. We'll find some place to put you.
No, but madam, I don't think she even read my essay.
That's so unfair. You should say something.
Should I?
Attention! Attention! Which of you young ladies will volunteer to share with Miss Elphaba?
Once I prove My dear father, there's been some confusion over rooming here at Shiz. But of course I'll care for Nessa. But of course I'll rise above it. For I know this how you'd want me to respond.
Yes.
There's been some confusion over you see my roommates. I'm usually an exceedingly peculiar and altogether quite impossible to describe.
Please.
as it once was, when one would walk these halls and hear an antelope explicating a sonnet, a snow leopard solving an equation, a wildebeest waxing philosophic. Why can't you see, students, what's being lost? How our dear Oz is becoming less and less, well, colorful. Now, what set this into motion?
Well, from what I've read, it began with the Great Drought.
Precisely. Food grew scarce, and people grew hungrier and angrier. And the question became, whom can we blame? Now, can anyone tell me what is meant by the term scapegoat? Well, someone besides Miss Elphaba, yes, Miss Glynn.
It's Galinda with a ga. I don't see why you can't just teach us history instead of always harping on the past.
Perhaps these questions I prepared will help you to... Who is responsible for this? I'm waiting for an answer. Very well. That will be all for today. Now you heard me. Class dismissed.
Right.
It's daytime.
Well, see you soon, Averick. I'm sure I'll last longer at this school than at any of the others.
Is this really how you go through life, nearly knocking people over and not even noticing them?
Maybe the driver saw green and thought it meant go!
Miss Galindo! Miss Galindo! I don't know just a mere munchkin. But even a munchkin has feelings. And I've tried to tell you of mine for you, but sometimes it's like you don't even know who I am.
That's not true, Vic.
Bawk!
Vic! Do you realize who that is?
You're touching me!
That's Fear Tickler. He's that winky prince whose reputation is so scandalous! Were you looking for something or someone?
Yes, some sort of history class somewhere.
Well, that's the history building there, so...
Class just ended.
Perfect. So, what is working for fun around here?
Nothing until now.
Oh, we've been studying!
Well, I see that once again the responsibility to corrupt my fellow students falls to me. The trouble with schools is they always try to teach the wrong lesson. Believe me, I've been kicked out of enough of them to know. They want you to become less callow, less shallow.
No!
I say, why invite stress and stop studying strife? And learn to live the unexamined life. Dancing life, skimming the surface, gliding where turf is smooth. Life's more painless for the brainless. Why think too hard when it's so soothing? Dancing life, no need to toughen when you can slough it. Yeah.
Your very first party. I know. Let's each tell each other something we have never told anyone. I'll go first. Theo and I are going to be married.
My father hates me. That's not the secret. The secret is he has a good reason. It's my fault.
What is?
That my sister is the way she is. You see, when our mother was carrying Nessa, father began to worry that the new baby might come out green. He was so worried he made our mother chew milk flowers day and night. Only it made Nessa come too soon with her little legs all tangled. And our mother never woke up. None of which would ever have happened if not for me.
That may be your secret, Elphaba, but that doesn't make it true.
Celebrating heads of state for officially great coming with these wars. Did they have?
First, hair. See? This is how you toss your hair. Toss, toss.
in every corner of our great art, one hears the silence progress. For example, this is called a cage. You'll be seeing more and more of them in the future. This remarkable innovation is actually for the animal's own good.
If it's so good for him, why is he trembling?
He's excited to be here, that's all. Now, as I was saying, one of the benefits of caging a lion cub this young is that he will never, in fact, learn how to speak.
No,
get around.
Can you imagine a world where animals are kept in cages and they never speak?
Ooh, he does seem a bit agitated, but that is easily remedied.
What are we going to do?
We?
Well, somebody has to do something!
Scratching you or something. Well, I better get to see you.
Yes, of course.
Thank you.
Thank you. But people expect this sort of thing, and we have to give people what they want.
I am so happy to meet you.
Well, that's good. Because that's what I love best, making people happy. I am a sentimental man, who always longed to be a father. That's why I do the best I can to treat each citizen of Oz as son or daughter. So, Elphaba, I'd like to raise you high, 'cause I think everyone deserves a chance. Two of you, it's time I raised you high. Yes,
Don't be afraid. Do not. It's the wizard who should be afraid of me. Listen to me. Just say you're sorry. For it's too late. You can still be with the wizard. What you worked and waited for. You can have all you ever wanted.
I know. But I don't want it. No. I can't.
Together we'll be the greatest team there's ever been. Glenn. Absolutely.
No,
I like it. Так хорошо.